This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping, seizures, serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, what's the moral objection to the story? Wait a second. How do you jump to that question already? We just started the show and you're asking me about the moral objection to the story. I haven't told you a story yet. Well, there's plenty of stories abounding in the mainstream media. They don't know what to do with them. And when they do something with them, they often do it wrong. That's what we're here to correct. If not correct, then for those of you who are morally objectionable to the mainstream media, you have a welcome home here. I don't know if we're deplorable, Super Don. I've not objected to the term, nor have I identified with it, but I get the whole point of why it was utilized. But moral, is it moral objectivism or is it objecting based on moral grounds that we're diving into first today? Get your perspective here.
Potato.
Yeah, okay. All right, no, I'm coming out of the gate going, gee, let's see if we can push Super Don's buttons. Because I started the YouTube thing a few minutes early like normal. And then as I was about to introduce the song of the day, to start, I pressed stop broadcast. I'm like, oh, that was the wrong button. I'm thought if this bodes not well, I'm in trouble. So I might as well start from the end of the story just to get it all out and done before we even get going. It is Advanced Medicine Monday for those of y'all listening live. We have Dr. Rashid Batar scheduled, as always, to co-host second hour. This hour we've got Dave Herman. I always kid him from Herman's Hermits, but of course not. He's from the American Kratom Association. Is an omnibus type of bill going to throw kratom and other dietary herbal supplements under the bus? We're going to find out from Dave and what to do about it. Questions of the day we do have, and we also have some special tunes for the womb. You heard me correctly. And that's, in fact, where we start this hour. Not tunes for the womb, but something else for it that some might find morally objectionable, like this pharmacist at a Walgreens who decided not to fill a prescription for a woman who came for it, based on his moral objection to the drug that would terminate the pregnancy. A miscarriage of justice? On whose end? And whose side? Now, the story is not as clear-cut as a woman had wanton sex and became pregnant or wasn't sure and just wanted to terminate a pregnancy before it became a pregnancy or, you know, just in case, right? This wasn't that. Apparently, this woman, Nicole Ortega, it's on June 22nd, she posted this on Facebook. So it's public. It's not like I'm giving away information that is privileged here. She went to a Walgreens in Peoria, Arizona. Now, I'm surprised if you're pregnant in Arizona that they don't just take your children before they're even born. You know, we talk with Stephen Isham about medical kid now, right? I mean, you don't even get to go to Walgreens. Where'd my baby go? Oh, well, CPS took it. Yeah, I know. Go back and look. Read up. Medical kidnap, and you will see what I'm talking about. So she goes to have a prescription filled because her doctor said that she would not be able to carry her baby to term. Now, I can't make a judgment on this diagnosis. I don't, you know, take it at face value. This woman said, the doctor told me I can't take it to term, so I want to take a medication to end this thing early. Okay? Now, this pharmacist apparently has a moral objection to fulfilling prescriptions that are what we call basically baby-terminating drugs. I'm not going to get the argument away. It's not a baby till it's out. Well, this is not the point here. You have a belief. Again, we come to this belief. And Superdon titled it Moral Objection of the Day or of the Week. Because remember, just yesterday, I think we talked about it briefly, at least on the air, about the Red Hand restaurant, farm to table in Virginia, outside of D.C., telling Sarah Sanders and her clan to take a hike. We're not serving this your kind around here, right? What kind was that? Well, people that work in the Trump administration. And at the same time, I find that somewhat objectionable and kind of distasteful. If you don't want them there at your restaurant, I believe you have a right to say, we won't serve you. Of course, it gets into some, I guess, grayer or blacker or browner territories because, you know, it wasn't long ago where they say, we don't serve your kind around here. They meant people with more pigment than less pigment. So there's a lot of emotional tension around a subject like this. And yet, I think the private business restaurant can do that. And of course, now in the era of social media, they'll either live or die by what they've done, based on the response from the food-eating public of restaurant variety, particularly farm-to-table, which I'm a fan of. So in this case, we have another dilemma or controversy. How dare the pharmacist not prescribe the drug, or not prescribe, not fulfill the prescription of the woman written by a doctor to terminate a pregnancy that the doctor said she wouldn't carry to term anyway. Now, I read into this article further, and it looks like Walgreens, I think this is it, Walgreens, yeah, every corner has a Walgreens or a CVS, says that they have a policy that if a pharmacist has a moral objection, they support the pharmacist's objection, but that pharmacist then has to hand over that responsibility for that patient to another pharmacist who will fulfill that prescription. I don't know if that happened here, but that seems like a perfectly reasonable, let's say, I don't know if you call it bending, but accommodating. A religious belief that maybe not everybody has, but it's your belief. It's sincerely and deeply held. Do you want the government to force you, whoever you are listening right now, wherever you are, do you want the government to force you to do something that violates your religious beliefs? I ask you that because that is the point. And I believe ultimately the only point here. If you're in support of the government's ability and quote-unquote right, which is not a right, to violate your religious beliefs, then you could be consistent in objecting to this pharmacist's beliefs, and you could be consistent in objecting to the wedding cake maker who didn't want to bake a wedding cake for a gay marriage. Because you don't have a problem with the government running roughshod over sincerely held religious beliefs that you find objectionable. But what about when it finds your beliefs objectionable and it says, you know what, we're not going to make an accommodation for you. I want you to think about that because that's the point here. I think that the pharmacist is in the right. I think Walgreens is in the right. And ultimately, the woman was able to get a prescription. Perhaps I think they didn't even have it in stock at another Walgreens. But the question that I ask in general to all of you, do you believe the government should be in the position to violate your deeply, sincerely held? I'm not talking about, I guess we can go to the Pastafarian. You wear, you know, colander dishes on your head. And some would say that's absurd, but at the same time, how are you to know if it's sincerely held or a big old joke? And who gets to decide? Perhaps you can look at the entire life of this pharmacist or the entire life of the cake baker or my entire life and then assess what are his religious beliefs based on what he does, not what he just claimed out of convenience or temporary moral outrage. So, Super Don, do you believe the government has the authority to force this pharmacist to deliver a prescription that violates his religious beliefs?
I don't think so. You know, pharmacies are more or less businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think just like the person at the restaurant had the right. Now, whether it was right, you know, the mm-hmm. other definition of
we
right.
We can argue
right? Whether
about
it was
that,
right or
yeah.
wrong, mm-hmm. that's a whole other thing. But they had the, I think they had the right to say, hey, we won't serve you. And I think mm-hmm. a pharmacy could, unless I'm not understanding the rules that surround a pharmacy, whether there's some kind of legal obligation there. I think a pharmacy could have the right to say no. And the policy that Walgreens has in this situation, I think, is fair. Now, I think from what I've read on this, what appears to have happened was when she went in to get the prescription, the pharmacist said no.
Right.
And so then she left. Then after she left, she got a notification from another Walgreens across town that apparently, I guess, the pharmacist transferred it to the other Walgreens after she
right.
left upset. So, mm-hmm. I think maybe the pharmacist could have handled it a little bit differently based on the policies that Walgreens has. But, you know,
sure.
what struck me on this whole thing.
Okay.
What struck me on this whole thing was the whole moral objection, where it's like, if you are, if you're African American, and somebody wants to deny you service or employment or rent you a house or whatever based on your race, there's a law against that, right? There's protection against that.
Right.
If you have a different sexual orientation and you want the same thing, there's protections against that. If you're a man or a woman, and you know you are being discriminated against because of your gender, there are protections against that. Is it too far to say that, you know what, if you are conservative or liberal, there ought to be some sort of way
protection
of saying
for you?
Yeah. You know, I mean, isn't that a belief system? Isn't that, you know, maybe I'm taking it way too far.
No,
maybe I'm just trying to start conversation.
I think you're onto something. In fact, there are three jurisdictions in America right now that do have protections against discrimination for political ideology or affiliation. And, of course, one of those places is the District of Criminals. Not a big surprise because, you know, depending on who's in power, half the people wouldn't be allowed to go to restaurants based on the ability to discriminate on your political affiliation. Of course, it's unseemly. It's not nice. But there are people that are unseemly and not nice, and you know, including at the Red Hen. Now, if you get to a religious conviction level, I don't know if you could do that with politics. I guess there's some interesting areas where you could go, but I don't want the government to run roughshod over anybody's sincerely held religious beliefs.
Keep in mind that the owner of the Red Hen said that they asked Sarah Sanders to leave, and it was a moral decision.
Moral decision.
A moral decision. Those were her words. A moral decision.
Yeah.
So whose morals get to take...
Well, I would ask the... because you could ask the restaurant owner, are you a leftist Democrat? Well, yes. Do you believe in the pharmaceutical construct of vaccinations and the ability to force parents to mandate that their children get them? Yes. Well, I have a moral objection to that. I'm not going to your restaurant.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
And no, you don't have the right not to be offended. We're here to bring healing in all areas, in all levels, and sometimes healing can be offensive. Because if you believe in drugs as sacrament or vaccines as sacrament, you're welcome to hang out here if you want. You're not going to like what we have to say. Granted, but you don't have a right not to be offended by our perspective on health and healing, including political healing, which we do from time to time here. We have advanced medicine today. We're going to talk some political healing on kratom because feds don't want it in here. They have written in Congress a law, apparently, that might exclude it and other supplements imported unless we can do something about it. We'll hear from Dave Herman momentarily. We have Dr. Bitar on tap. That's right. Dr. Bitar is a new beer. No, I'm just kidding. He'll be on the radio with us in the second hour.
Beer?
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool? Dr. Bitar beer. Dr. Bitar does not drink alcohol, so it would be very ironic, that beer. There'd probably be no alcohol in it. It'd be a non-alcoholic beer, which is the kind I drink, if I drink any at all. So let's do, I don't know, what shall we do here? Go to our listeners, because occasionally we pay attention to them. Would that be objectionable, Super Don?
No, I
think. Okay, then.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day comes through my buddy TMB, Ty Bollinger. And, you know, Carrie's writing in. She says, Ty Bollinger said, I'm like, uh-oh, am I in trouble? Ty Bollinger said, uh-oh, this could be dangerous. Said you had a recipe, like I'm a cook, right? Like I'm a chef. I'm not, actually. Had a recipe to heal the gut. Okay, now we're getting somewhere, Carrie. Yes. He said there was aloe vera and something else in it. I couldn't make out what he said. You know what? I'm gonna have to give TMB some crap if she, Carrie, could not understand the word silver. She's like, I don't know what he meant. What did he say? Smooth? What did he say? So what did Ty Bollinger say that she didn't understand? Aloe vera and something else. What could it be? Ty, do you know how to say sovereign silver? I'm going to ask him that on Wednesday when we go outside the box. That'll be funny. Remember that for me, if you don't mind, because I do not want to forget that. All right. I couldn't make out what he said, she says. I have SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, an ulcer, and other stomach problems. I'm not sure this will heal these conditions, but I have friends with leaky gut also. Well, Carrie, you've come to the right place. The silver that Ty Bollinger apparently couldn't pronounce, or either that or you had so much stuff in your ears that you couldn't hear him. We'll find out on Wednesday. A little bit of bioactive silver hydrosol. That's the sovereign silver of the Argentin 23. Mix up a tablespoon or two. That's 15 to 30 ml. We're going to equivocate into ounces, a half an ounce to an ounce of the silver. This is a 2-ounce bottle, so it'd be a quarter to half of that, depending on the size that you are. Okay? You mix that with the same amount or more of aloe vera juice. Why? Why? Pray tell, why would you do that, Robert? Well, I'm glad you asked. Who am I talking to? Anyway, I'm talking to y'all. You would add them together, and you would drink them down on an empty stomach 3 times a day. Why? Because silver's properties, among many, include downregulation of tissue inflammation. You're dealing with what? Leaky gut? That means your cells have inflamed, and now there is a porous opening, where there shouldn't be one, into your blood. And so what we want to do is chill out, cool the inflammation, much like we had a cut or a scrape out here on epithelial tissue on our skin. And the silver is the facilitator, along with aloe. They both are complementary here, to facilitate not only the cooling of inflammation, but the upregulation of regeneration of healthy new cells. Tissue regeneration with no scar tissue formation. 3 times a day. Silver, aloe. What aloe do I use? Stockton, aloe 1. A-L-O-E, 1, the number 1. Aloe1.com. Mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. They'll take care of you. 3 times a day on an empty stomach. At night, you will do the probiotics. Now, one of the keys to accelerate even the acceleration of accelerations in terms of gut recovery, because this protocol is from 2 to 8 weeks. How do I do that? 8 weeks. 2 to 8 weeks. You can accelerate that with the use of CBD. Okay? Get some CBD in you. Cannabidiol facilitating lots of powerful recovery and healing in the intestinal tract. Now, when you talk about ulcerations in the stomach, you don't necessarily need the aloe. The aloe helps to carry it past the stomach. But I will say, in Unlock the Power to Heal, we've talked about a lot of things, including, there it is, right there, right behind my left shoulder. The use of Cangest, a powder you turn into a tea. It's made by Alta Health Products. You can get it at JonathanChooseToBeHealthy.com. Tub of it, put a teaspoon in warm water to activate it, drink it down also 3 times a day on your empty stomach, and it will heal the liver, the gallbladder, the intestines, the stomach, all of that. We've got all the you need for full recovery. But what about if you're addicted and in pain? How about some Kratom? We're going to talk to Dave Herman when we come back from the American Kratom Association.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you don't stand for freedom, you'll fall for anything. And don't fall for what the FDA is selling you and telling you. In terms of dietary supplements, safest stuff on the planet relative to what they approve and say is good for you, a.k.a. drugs. Now, we've been covering many, many options in the botanical world for a lot of things, but biggest on our agenda in the last few years has been the growing opioid crisis. And what can we do to help people get off of those things and onto something that is facilitating the recovery genuinely and managing the things that they are chronically dealing with, pain. Kratom has been one of those things that we have found after we had found cannabis, cannabidiol, things like that, and added into the mix. And I mentioned that my son used the Kratom capsules that we got locally. Obviously, it came from Asia somewhere, imported. And he didn't have to take any painkillers following the dental extractions of his wisdom teeth. Healed remarkably fast. And yet Congress has just seen fit to pass at least some kind of something. How do we describe this? Dave Herman from the American Kratom Association. They threw Kratom in the mix. They threw him under the bus. Did they mention him at all? But something that threatens the accessibility of Kratom being imported from Asia into America so that I can use it for my family.
Well, they don't want you to. Simple as that. What's happened in Congress is they created this omnibus bill, number 6, that contains like 58 bills in it. And there was a rush to judgment in the House of Representatives to get this passed, which they did, moving it on to the Senate. And the whole construct is, look at me, I'm a great legislator, you should vote for me because I'm fighting the opioid crisis. And I'm fighting it hard. Well, that's not really what they're doing. What they're really doing is picking the low-hanging fruit that they don't think anybody cares about. Kratom happens to be on that level. And within that group of bills, two specific ones jump out. One of them is CITSA, that I believe we've spoken of with you before. That's the Stop Importation and Trafficking of Synthetic Analogs. And that creates an addition to the Controlled Substances Act with a new schedule called Schedule A. Schedule A allows the placement directly into that schedule of damn near anything. It can be done by the Attorney General. There's no cure period. There's no comment period. But it's temporary. It's only for 5 years. So you don't have to worry about that one.
Whoa, they can't do any damage in 5 years, much less 5 days of having that kind of power to basically declare anything they want a Schedule One.
You got it. It becomes Schedule A, which is equivalent to Schedule One. You are correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The second one is the Screen Act. And the Screen Act, I think, is government for we're going to do whatever we want, whenever we want. Y'all be quiet. In both of these bills, and Screen is really their attempt to stop from out of the country, entry into the country of a number of supplements, drugs, food items that they deem to be improper. The problem we have with both of these bills is that they're so loose and so poorly defined that it begs the mind to understand how they could even begin to pass a law like this. The legislators we've talked to that admit to this behind closed doors say they wanted tightened definitions and language, but at the behest of DEA and FDA, they've kept it loose because they were told they needed that kind of flexibility to control the crisis, which is just foolishness. That's not true. So we're in a situation where we're working to amend both bills with a simple thing. Let's change the language to reflect that this does not include natural botanical products. You still have the right to put it into Schedule 1 if you can prove it so under the Normal Controlled Substances Act. But Schedule A is not available to you if it's a natural botanical, and that brings to the fore that if you're really after fentanyl, go get fentanyl and synthetic analogs of fentanyl. But whenever we bring this up to the alphabet agencies, they don't like it. They say it's restrictive and shouldn't be there. Well, we do like it, and we're pushing very hard to have these amendments added to these bills.
Yeah, and the question is, how can everybody else plug into that? That's, you know, what the American Kratom Association has done, put out a big press release. We have it linked up in the show notes so that you can be noisy on the subject to the Senate, because the Senate has not, have they taken it up yet? Or is it on the docket schedule yet to be reviewed?
It has just gone over to the Senate from the House. Again, House leadership forced this down everyone's throats and didn't allow a lot of amendments. Congressman Pocan from Wisconsin wanted to add to the amendment we're talking about, but under the rules and regs, they kept him from doing it. So it's about to be taken up, and that's why we are pushing hard to go after the members of the Judiciary Committee and the Health Committee, because that's where this is going to fall. The good news is that the first thought was to have all of these bills on the floor of the Senate and rapid can get them passed. Senator McConnell has stated that for these bills to get to the floor of the Senate, they need a unanimous vote from the pertinent subcommittees, and they haven't been able to obtain that on this. There
okay.
are people who object to this, that they're going to slow that process down somewhat. But this is like, we call them Kratom warriors. It's time to be a warrior. It's time to stand up. This has changed lives for so many people in so many ways. It isn't harmful. You got to stand up and defend it, not just look at Dave Herman and say, go get him, buddy.
Yeah. You know, and I think our audience knows that. Many times they have let their political elected officials or officials, depending on who they are, know what's going on. Now, McConnell, of all things, who we followed his career over years, not been a big fan, has been a stalwart ally on the cannabis freedom legislation, particularly for hemp, industrial hemp. I don't know where he's at, but if we come at it from, hey, this is sort of like cannabis in the sense that, you know, you see it, you found out how safe it is, the FDA claimed it wasn't, look at all of this, that's what we're dealing with here, and we're helping people get off of hard opioid drugs, these synthetics that you say you're concerned about. So even the people you would think would never be on board with this, based on some recent history of what's happened, you might be able to get a foot in the door, and they'll think a little bit more about it than ever before, or maybe even just go, you know what, we need to hold the horses on this. If you're going to just shut this thing down and there's no science to just support its claimed dangerousness. We talked about the other day that, you know, going after kratom based on contamination, why don't they ban lettuce? How often do we hear about iceberg and romaine lettuce being contaminated, and nobody calls for the banning of that? So perspective is definitely needed. Anytime there is a quote-unquote crisis and the government says they need more power, you're likely never going to get your freedom back. So don't fall down on this one, folks. Like I said, Dave from the American Kratom Association isn't the only guy fighting this battle, but I want you to go check out what was written. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, what of the importation? What of the quality control measures? I mean, because are there not some level of legitimacy to, we are concerned if the phony stuff gets in, the things that are cut and laced and not what they say it is?
We are misquoted constantly. We're misinterpreted constantly. We believe there's a role for FDA in Kratom, and it's a regulatory role. And where we stand on this is that the leaf itself and the powder from that leaf, basically that's a food substance. And the definition of food is not what the maker says it is or Congress says it is. It's what the user uses it for. So you have people making tea and using it in multiple ways like that. It's a food source. Politics is the art of looking for trouble, finding it everywhere, diagnosing it incorrectly, and applying the wrong remedy.
Yes.
Could you guess who said that?
No, I don't remember who said that originally.
Groucho Marx.
That's right. Yes, thank you for that. That goes way back. And it's a classic line, and it is just as valid today. Now, I'm not a big fan of the Fear and Death Administration. I've been overt and outwardly, I'm not hiding that. Recognizing our current regulatory structure or framework, with dietary supplements, they have something called the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. Based on what Kratom is, a plant, a food supplement, as long as the labelers, if you will, on the bottles or the pouches or however you sell this stuff, don't say it's a substance that cures disease, mitigates disease, you know, that kind of thing. The language and what you claim makes it a drug. Not that it's a plant that you don't like, FDA. And so if we can honor, acknowledge, even though DSHEA isn't perfect as a regulatory concept, if we can acknowledge it presently and Kratom fits in perfectly well into that, then everybody can, at least for now, go about their business, continue to get Kratom, continue to use it, continue to drink it, continue to sell it. But as you said, with this omnibus thing and this this Screen Act, et cetera, they're trying to throw it in a situation to a situation where it's just untenable and it's completely anti-freedom.
Well, if you want to call a spade a shovel, what you really have here is a tragedy of immense proportions. In the last two decades, the amount of medical research that has not occurred on cannabis or cannabinoid oil has cost countless lives. You look at what CBD is doing for kids with epilepsy. We're finding medical uses for these things, but because they were banned substances, that restricted access, which restricted research, and that's the real tragedy here. That's untenable and unforgivable, because I got a flash for everybody. The war on drugs was lost 30 years ago. I don't know what they're doing. And to try to pick on low-hanging fruit like kratom makes no sense whatsoever. Let's research it. We think there's some uses. Anecdotally, I can tell you I've heard people tell me it helps their migraines. It helps analgesically their pain. It lightens yes. mood. We've heard anecdotally again that there's an opioid withdrawal help here. And I heard that anecdotally from a dear friend of mine's son who's been straight now for about a month and a half after 15 years of addiction. So, no, I don't have the science to prove that, but I can look this guy in the eye and see that he's doing pretty darn well. So could we please research it?
Yeah.
And so we think there's a role for extracts. We think there's a role for potions, any adulteration, for the FDA to come in on a regulatory stance. And we would like to go with them hand in hand. We've been developing for months. We're almost finished with a set of standards that we think should be applicable to the entire kratom industry. We believe we're going to have people follow us on this. We had a major summit of kratom leaders in May in Atlanta. We're going to have another one in the fall in D.C. And bringing together, it was almost 60 leaders. We believe there's a consensus opinion that we want to do the correct things. These are not outlaws. This isn't Jesse James. And at least Jesse James had a gun.
Yeah. Well, I wish we had more ammo in regards to our political influence here, but I think the people will push back. Y'all go to AmericanKratom.org. A shout-out to my friends at Healthy Buddha, three locations in the Orlando metro area, including Sanford, Winter Park, and Mount Dora. Go out there and see how people are doing. I've been there. I've drunk their tea, and it's good stuff. Folks, thanks, Dave Herman. Keep it up, buddy. We're with you.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Well, here's a headline. I should have waited for Dr. Batar. Babies like mercury. What?
What?
No, say it isn't so, Robert. No. Freddie Mercury. This is the only mercury approved for use in children. Not kidding. A new study has come out and found out what little babies yet to be born in mommy's womb like to listen to. And how they figured this out? Hello, Mr. Microphone. Not kidding. Actually, it's Mr. Speaker. I guess it's Mr. Speaker. But shaped like a microphone, apparently, in order to get it where they can blast the womb with the dance tunes of Queen and Freddie Mercury and others, apparently. So, is this one of those studies where you go, do they have too much time on their hands? Because they wanted to know,
okay, listen,
really.
This was not a research team from Cambridge University that did this. This was done by a group. This is for the International Association for Music and Medicine Conference in Barcelona, Spain. So, this was, at least it wasn't MIT, it wasn't NASA, it was, you know, a group of people that specifically look at music.
Yeah.
And medicine. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's kind of it's an interesting study. Now, when you read the details, it is a little funny.
Ladies, how many of you play music to your little babies in the womb. Probably a lot. You listen to, like, baby Mozart or something.
Right.
Right? Or sing to them. Apparently, they're saying your little babies can't hear you all that well. So, in order for you to succeed at getting the musical tunes to the baby, you have to insert... Yes, I said that. Insert the speaker. You know where. Jeff Foxworthy would say...
It's not... Listen, it's not an uncommon thing. I didn't know this until...
totally not aware of this.
I looked into it. They call it... Where's the name of it?
Intravaginal speakers.
Intravaginal speakers. You can buy these things like on Amazon and stuff like that for the purpose of playing music or sounds.
I have no
earthly
idea. I did not know this. Yeah.
As it's you know, it's developing and growing. And so in this case, they wanted to find out about music specifically. What kind of music do babies respond to while still in the womb? And they found that apparently they really like Freddie Mercury. They love Queen. Specifically, Bohemian Rhapsody seemed to really get them excited, including Bach and Mozart. And on the flip side, though, apparently babies in the womb are not big fans of the Bee Gees.
Well, that's good, because that got us banned on YouTube when we played the Bee Gees a while back. So maybe there were little babies behind that banning
now,
on
YouTube.
Now,
you might be asking yourself, how would you know? Because it's not like, you know, they're not giving like a thumbs up or something
right.
like that. But what they were doing was measuring the movements of the baby's face, in particular the mouth and the tongue. And apparently, the more that they move their tongue and their mouth shows that they're processing, you know, the music as it's being played.
So that's how they're interpreting it. Now, the question is, because one of their favorite songs by a band, I actually had one of their albums in the 70s, and if you want the babies to move and you want to look at your belly and see them pushing up against your belly in rhythm to the music, play this.
It's fun to say it's a
Can you imagine the little babies doing that in the womb? Why? And the doll hammer. You're like, whoa! Apparently, they love that song. You know, and I'm thinking, you know, macho man, because that's how they got there, apparently. So anyway, how interesting is that? I did not know that, Super Don. This was a totally new. I didn't know about the speakers that they placed there.
Oh, you didn't know about the speakers? Yeah.
I didn't.
Well, it is ironic that they were, for an intravaginal speaker to be playing the Village People. But who am I? Yeah.
No Adele, no Bee Gees, if you want. And no Shakira either. Of course, they come out and they're wearing things that are not appropriate. So, wait a second. No, they're naked. That's right. Birthday suits. Never mind. Hey, folks, we got a lot coming up. We got Dr. Rasha Bitar. Upcoming events are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Archives after the show at GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and YouTube. Why? Why would we do that? Because the power to heal is yours. Of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.